He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. It is finally cooling off here. Let's see, it's 87 degrees, but it's a dry heat. Actually, it's quite nice here, and at night, it's just wonderful. In any event, welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. We are on show 238. We have a very cool gadget today. Actually, I love this product. I love this company. And let's take a quick peek and see what it is. This device is actually a mount for your cell phone, for your tablet, pretty much for anything that will fit in that clamp. And we'll get to that in 1 second, but it's a very economical device, very practical, and I use it all the time. And actually, this is a new one I just got. Love it, love it, love it. If you're new to the Gadget Professor Show, welcome. We come up with a brand new show every Thursday evening, and we feature a new app of the day, probably about 10 apps, some for the Droid, the Android operating system, and we also feature several apps for the iPhone or iPad. And of course, we have a new gadget every week. It could be electronic in nature, mechanical, whatever, but it's something that will enhance your life and hopefully bring you some joy and fun into this crazy, and I do mean crazy, world. We are getting ready to go to CES. That's the Consumer Electronics Show, and this year should be really something. We have several new sponsors for our Gadget Professor Show, and I'm very excited about that. So, once again, you can tune us in pretty much anywhere there's a glass surface or a browser. You can go to our webpage, and that's that would be right here. That's www.thegadgetprofessor.com. And when you get there, you can click on the show notes, which would be here, newsletter. If you put your email address in there, totally free. I don't sell your addresses or anything, but every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is done, you will receive the show notes, which is a highlight of everything that we discussed. And you also can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and we welcome everyone's email. And if you have a particular gadget that you like or you'd like to know something, drop me a line and I'll definitely try to answer that. Okay, so let's get started and take a look at this gadget. This is made by a company called SIG, S-I-I-G, and they put out a lot of products, video display, converters, USB adapters, extenders, and quite frankly, I think they make one of the best mounts out there. Pretty much, if you need a mount for anything from a TV to two monitors, I actually have adapted my microphone stand that I'm actually using here. This mic is put on a SIG mount, and I've had this for probably maybe 3 or 4 years. It works really well, and what I like about the SIG products is not only are they well made, but there's a lot of fine-tuning adjustments that you can do on every model that they have, and that really enhances and make these products very worthwhile, and they're also at a great price. So let's check this device out. This is called the 2-in-1 Universal Full Motion Easy Adjust tablet mount, but actually you can put anything you want in here. Yes, this will do 12 inches real easy, and you get the picture. This basically has a very strong suction cup, and here it has a clamp mount, and this is going to go 12 inches wide. You can see that's really a huge length there, and pretty much anything you can fit in here, you have complete versatility. So I can put this horizontally, I can put it vertically, I can put it diagonally, and this will also of course work for any phone. What I like about this is it's adaptable, so I can keep my iPhone directly in my case, but I don't believe there's a smartphone out there or a tablet that this won't comfortably hold up to 12 inches. And again, you have a full rotation, full articulation, if you will, pretty much any way you want. This will go back, forth, up, out, so on and so forth, and it will actually stay wherever you put it. So let's take a look at the mechanics of this. Right here, This is the suction mount, and there's actually a little lock plate right there. So the way this works is a little tab here, as you can see right there. That's a rubber tab, very high quality rubber here. And basically the way this works is you're going to push it down, and then you'll see this little tab here, and when you push that down, it locks it in place. And I'll tell you, as long as you're on a real, you know, a decent surface, this holds it quite well. It really does. Now, what I like about this device is, as I mentioned, there are a lot of adjustment points, and by that I mean there's compression screws, a hex screw, both sides here. There's one here, there's one back here, and there's one here. Let's take a look at those, and as you'll see, here's one adjustment. Here's another, and here's another. And by tightening these hex screws down, you will lock the motion, or certainly make it a lot harder. So this allows the device to hold your product in place without moving up or going left or right or whatever. So you have every tension that you would want, the forward and back. The articulation of the arm, all these things work real well. The other thing that they do a real nice job with, and this is just these little added features that you don't see in a lot of mounts. If you notice these plastic inserts here, there's one here, there's one here, and actually I just popped another one off. This is what they are, like that. They're just rubber clamps, if you will. There's little grooves here on the side. You can see them here. And this actually is for cable management. There's another one. So these will slide pretty much anywhere that you want them to go. And you'll actually string your cables up along this directly to the vise. This is a very nice feature. Another feature that they do, and a lot of companies don't do that, there's open vents on each side of the clamp. And again, these are the extras that you're going to get from the SIIG product. And this allows you to bring the cable down and bring it into a charger, a wire to charge your phone or connect to the internet or whatever the case may be. So there's a lot of opportunities here to actually bring the cabling through to the device, and you have excellent cable management here. There's actually two slots here so you can put two cables in. So the ability to adjust the articulation and hold it in place, a great clamp down here, suction clamp. And what makes this really extra special is if I turn this little knob located right here, and this is my preferred method of mounting things. If you unscrew this device, which I'm going to do right now, I'm going to have to push this down. Again, once this is adjusted, it really holds its place. It does not move. Okay, so I've tightened this screw as tightly as I can, and now I've essentially converted this to a clamp mount, and obviously you can loosen this up and make this as large as you want, and then screw it down tight. And again, because of the two little plastic tabs on there, and it's very strong plastic, like football helmet plastic, and with the ability of this screw, it really clamps the mount on tightly. So now I can slide this on and use this pretty much on my desktop or wherever I want. And again, I have all the articulation features, and I can tighten these down. So all in all, this is a really well-made, very, very handy mount. I really enjoy it. Plus, you have the ability to tip this 360 degrees or up or down or backwards, whatever you want. So if you get one of these, there's not too many ways that you can't turn it, and it will hold in place. The other thing that's kind of interesting, and you know, it's just one of those things, they give you a really handy Allen wrench tool that you can actually use to tighten down these Allen screws here and make the device really tight if you so want. The only problem, and I think it's a mistake on this particular model, I hate to tell you this, but it's the truth. These are the wrong sizes. These are the wrong sizes for the Allen wrench here. It's not a big deal. The device is really well made, but for whatever reason, these things do not perfectly fit inside the hex screws. The hex screws are very good quality. So worst case scenario is you're going to get you're going to buy an Allen wrench for 20 cents and get the right tool. It's a great idea. I have no idea how they can mess up, but it fits, but it barely fits. It's just not tight. And you know, I don't want to strip the heads off, but this is just a tad too big. Again, it's got to be a mistake, but you know, I'm okay with that because of the price point, which we'll get to in a minute, and also the quality of the build. Again, I can't say enough about SIIG. They really make a great product. It comes in a box that looks like this, and you will get the mount, you'll get the suction cup as well as the clamp mount, and you'll get this tool, which unfortunately is the wrong size. But all in all, it's a great product. Let's take a look at the price points. And this particular one on the website, SIIG.com, this particular one will sell for $34.99. You can find these on sale for probably half price. I bought this particular one at Fry's Electronics for $15. It was such a great price, I actually bought two. So I'll have one here in the studio here, and I'll have one in the big studio down the street. And as I'm on the air, I have my iPad or my phone or whatever. Even when I sometimes when I go on the road and do CES or whatever, I'll just bring this, throw it in the briefcase, and it's just so handy. I don't like to be without them. So you can find these for $15-$17 on sale. If you look, Fry's had this on sale, Fry Electronic, about 2 weeks ago for $15, and I bought two. If you look on Amazon, you'll find them. The price point right now is about $34-$35, and I think you'll be really happy with it. I really do. So now we shall go into some apps of the day, and we have several apps to cover today. The first app we're going to look at is this is on iTunes, so it's available for all iPhone and iOS devices. This is called SoundCloud, and it's a little misunderstood, but let's take a look at the website here. And SoundCloud is the music and audio app that I think a lot of people are using. Actually, several million people are using this. SoundCloud is the world's largest music and audio streaming platform. There's 150 million tracks and growing, with a buzzing community of artists, musicians constantly uploading new music. SoundCloud is where you can find the next big artist alongside of chart-topping albums, live sets, mixes for every single occasion. It has an enormous catalog, and it's free. It's totally free. I will tell you that you can get a $13 a month subscription if you want more enhanced listening features, but there's a lot of things on there, and a lot of the up-and-coming bands or a lot of the down-and-coming bands that want to get their music up will put this on SoundCloud so they can get listens, if you will. So check that out. You can find all kinds of crazy things. There's a lot of podcasts that are even on SoundCloud, so just check it out. It's primarily for music, though. Another app that we're going to talk around is called All Around Me. And this is a very cool app. I just started using this, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks ago. So if you're out browsing around or doing something, this app is actually going to show you everything that's around you within, you know, a very close proximity. So banks, bars, coffee shops, gas stations, hospitals, hotels, all those types of things will be around, including concert venues, anything that's happening that day, movie theaters. It gives you all the listings of things in a very close proximity to you, and it's extremely accurate. So check this out. I think you're going to find it will open up a lot of doors, and things that you didn't even know were around, this app Around Me will show you what's going on. And even if you live in Scranton, in Pennsylvania, this app will work there too. I think they just recently got internet there, so I'm only kidding you. All right, let's take a look at another app before I get myself in trouble. Reddit is a great app. I've been using this for actually several years at this point, and this app is available only right now on the iOS platforms. You can get the official Reddit app to discover all the top trending topics, breaking news, viral videos, jokes, pretty much anything that's hip and hop, and also real news. It will constantly pick up a feed, and you can actually what I call wave shape this to get the type of news that you want. And even obscure things, I mean really obscure, like if you're interested in mechanical lead pencils. I don't know why I love mechanical lead pencils. I know, I have a lot of things that I've always liked, like mechanical lead pencils. I just think they're, I don't know, they're just so cool, the way they're constructed. In any event, Reddit will give you all kinds of interesting information and the ability to set it to give you the types of information that you want, make it a very, very cool and nice app for you. Another app that I like, and I've been using this one for a long, long time, as you know, I'm a photography buff. And by the way, if you'd like to see some of my photography, you can certainly tune into the Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor. But if you go at Gadget Professor, you will find me on Instagram. And I post a lot of things, so if you check the Gadget Professor out on Instagram, I post things only on Instagram, photos that I take during my travels the week. This week I was actually in Jerome, Arizona. It's an old mining town. I got some really cool photos, and some of them I actually took with this VSCO. This is for creators of all kinds of photography applications, if you will. You can get really creative with this, and it has all kinds of special effects. And what it will do is will allow you, again, with a prescription, you don't need a prescription, with the subscription, it will allow you to interact with the community and ask them questions and things like that. But it's a very nice app. It's a lot of fun, and I definitely enjoy it. Now, here's an app that if you really want to improve your photography, this is a really easy app to use. So if you have any iOS products, this is called Halide. It's a raw manual camera app. And this particular app, you have to be on a 6 or better. It's actually a beta version of the app that's out now. I'm sorry, you want to be on iOS 11, I think 11.1 is what you want to be on. But this has been updated, and it really will enhance your photography. It has a very powerful camera app inside it that allows you to adjust for the shutter speed, the aperture, special effects, and it's real easy to use. So if you want to pretty much instantly enhance what you're doing, you would use this app to take the photos. So essentially, you're not going to just click the camera app and start taking photos. You would actually go into this Halide app and take the photos via that app. It's really well made, and again, if you want to enhance your photography, I definitely would recommend that. Let's switch over to the Droid folks now. This is an unreleased version of a browser by a company called Microsoft, and I have used this on my Android tablet. It's pretty impressive. There are a couple little bugs, but again, it's an unreleased beta, if you will, preview of what this browser will look like. And it's called Microsoft Edge Preview. It says unreleased. It will be released shortly, but this is now available only on the Android devices. It's going to create one continuous browsing experience for Windows 10 users across all their devices. Your content, your data will sync seamlessly, and that's a real nice feature. It does it in the background, doesn't take many resources from your smartphone or your tablet, and it works really well. I think you're going to find this to be one of the better browsers out there. What I like about it is it's extremely fast, and also you can go into the incognito mode like that. And what that mode is it's a mode that no one can see what you're searching on or your bank information or anything like that. And it works really, really well, and it's fast, and it just works. So check that out if you have the Droid operating system, any device that has the Android operating system. I think you're going to find that really well. And our last app of the day is actually called Movies Anywhere. This app is for everybody. I mean everybody. Right now I'm going to show you the one for the Android and seamlessly store the movies you've collected in one place. So now you could watch them when and where, wherever you want. With Movies Anywhere, every night is a movie night. There's no subscription fee. Yeah, you can create a free account with Movies Anywhere and only pay for the movies that you buy. So you don't have to buy from them, essentially. What I like about it is you connect and sync and seconds, connect your digital retail accounts to import your movies from Google Play and other retailers. You can build your own collection. You can watch your movies together with anybody you want, and any library that you create is available using this Movies Anywhere app. So that means wherever you're traveling, you have access to your movies. You can stream your movies or save them for now or for later, no matter where you go Movies Anywhere library is going to go with you. You can watch from your phone, your laptop, your TV, your tablet, wherever you want to watch. So it's really cool if you have a movie and it's on your cell phone, for example, your smartphone. You can just click a button and stream it right to your TV set. If you have one of those giant plasma screens, that is really cool. It's a great app. I really enjoy it. And don't fret for you iPhone dudes out there or iOS tablet users, this is available also on iTunes. It's the same exact app, and it works real, real well. So that is going to wrap it up this week for the Gadget Professor. I will be back next week. I've got some really interesting shows coming up in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to do a show on converters and adapters, and I think you're going to find that really, really interesting. It's very rarely covered, but I'm going to have a bunch of different types of adapters and converters that will do all kinds of things you never even realized you can do. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned for that podcast, and that will be coming up in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I'll see everybody next Thursday night. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor!